Welcome to the Devil's Violin podcast, featuring stories and music recorded remotely during lockdown. All the stories we will tell during these podcasts seem to speak to us in some way about the current crisis. Our podcast is free, but if you wish to make a donation and support us so we can make more, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this story and of many other stories too. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. Our first story is called The Sword of Wood. Our thanks go to Doug Lipman, from whom Daniel first heard this story. There was once a king who liked nothing better than to dress himself in a disguise and make his way through the streets of his city to listen to what his people had to say. One night he found himself in the street of the Jews, and there he heard singing. Such a desperate place, stay happy, stay so content. The king searched for the source of the sound and found himself in front of a shack. He knocked. "Tell me, is a stranger welcome here?" "A stranger," came the reply. "The stranger is a gift from God. Come in." The door was opened by an old man wearing rags. When the king entered, he saw by way of furniture, inside the shack there was only one wooden box. The old man gestured. The king sat. "Tell me," said the king, "how do you make your way in the world?"
"I mend shoes."
"Is that so? Where is your shop?"
"Shop?
I'm afraid I don't have a shop. I can't afford a shop. I have the box you're sitting on. It's full of my tools. I go out into the street, people bring me their shoes, and I mend them."
"You mend shoes? Beside the road? Does that pay well?"
"Well enough. Well enough to buy me one meal a day."
"Is that all?
But what about tomorrow?"
"Well, what about tomorrow? Tomorrow is tomorrow and today is today, my friend."
That night, as the king lay in his own bed in his palace, he kept turning this thought over and over in his mind. It disturbed him. Was it possible to live your life in such a way, one day at a time? The king thought to himself, "I will test his resolve." And so the next morning, guards were sent all over the city, and they proclaimed, "Anyone found mending shoes beside the road will pay a fine of 50 gold pieces." That evening, the king slipped on his disguise, crept out of his palace, made his way back down to the same street again. There was singing Huh, I bet he's changed his tune. But no. The king went to the door and knocked. This time he was welcomed in as though he were a long-lost brother. The king said, "When I heard of this new law the king has brought in, I was quite concerned for your well-being. How have you fared?" "Well, when I heard that I was no longer able," said the old man, "to make my living in the way that I had done for so long, I was actually quite cross. But then I thought, something will come along. And you know, just then, it did. I saw some people passing my shack. I said, 'Where are you going?' They said, 'We're going to the forest to gather twigs to sell as kindling in market.' 'Can I come with you?' They said, 'Of course.' So I went with them. I gathered sticks. I sold them at market. I sold enough to buy one meal." "Yes," said the king, "that's all very well, but what about tomorrow? I mean, what will happen to you then? You have no money." "My friend, always you go on about tomorrow. What about today? Tomorrow is greedy. It wants to steal this day from us." That night the king couldn't sleep. As he lay in his bed in his palace, he kept thinking about what the old man had said. Surely this old man didn't believe. And so the king, he sent his guards out the next morning with another edict. "Anyone found gathering twigs in the forest will be made to join the army, and they will not be paid for 30 days. That evening, the king went down through the streets of the city towards the street of the Jews, and he thought, "Surely now the song I hear will be a lament." But no. He went to the door. Again the king was welcomed in. The king said, "Well, my friend, another day, another ridiculous law from our king. How did you fare?" "Well, they made me join the army. They gave me a uniform. They made me march up and down. And they're not going to pay me for 30 days. "How will you live?" "Well, they gave me a sword and a scabbard. Now, the blade of the sword is made of good steel. So I sold the blade and replaced it with a blade of wood. Because of the scabbard, no one will ever know." "Yes," said the king, "but what about if tomorrow they have a sword inspection?" "Oh, my friend, how can you live in this way?" said the old man. "Always with tomorrow and tomorrow. What about now? What about this day?" That night, the king in his bed kept thinking of the old man's words. They tormented him. Next morning he sent word the army was to be mustered. Then the king crept onto his balcony. From behind a pillar he looked down. He saw the old shoemaker amongst all the other soldiers. As instructed, a sergeant fetched the shoemaker out of the ranks, and then the sergeant fetched from the jail a prisoner. "You are to kill this man. Draw your sword now. Cut off his head." The old shoemaker, "Listen to me. I am an observant Jew. I cannot take another life." "Kill him," said the sergeant, "or I will kill you." The shoemaker looked about. A crowd had gathered. "Hear me now. This man has committed no crime. If he is indeed a criminal, let my sword be as always. If, however, he is innocent, let the blade of my sword be turned to wood." Everyone, when they saw the wooden blade, they dropped to their knees in astonishment. A miracle! On the balcony, the king made his way down the stairs out of the palace into the square. He took the hand of the old man. Yes. I am the one who came to your home 3 times. Now the time has come for you to come to mine. Live with me, here in my palace, and teach me what you know. How to live, one day at a time. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Morden, storyteller, Sarah Moody, cello, and Oliver Wilson Dixon on violin. Oliver also mixed and produced the story. To hear more stories and music, please subscribe. And don't forget, you can donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. Thank you for listening.